It's January 1st, early morning, and there you are shivering on a beach, looking out over the ocean at the first sunrise of the new year. The sky and water are tinged orange, scarlet, and gold. A tiny sliver of sun just visible on the horizon grows. But as it does, there, backlit against the beauty, is something else. A boat. As the sun climbs, the boat gets bigger and bigger, closer, until it is so close you can read the sail flapping in the wind. There, splashed in black ink, is the character for Baku. Baku, the dream eater. A little jolt of déjà vu runs through you.
Ahem, episode 65.
Oh, look. It's so close now. You can make out people on the boat. They're all standing, stoic, hair and robes blowing in the wind. They're getting so close. You can now count 7 of them. And they're such a motley crew. Then suddenly one of the passengers, the one who's wearing armor and carrying a spear, looks in your direction, stretches out his long arm, and points at you. Who are these boat people? And why are they coming for you? What do they want? Uncanny Japan is author me, Teresa Matsura, exploring all that is weird from old Japan. Strange superstitions and old wives' tales. Cultural oddities and interesting language quirks. These are little treasures I dig up while doing research for my writing, and I want to share them with you here on Uncanny Japan. I hope you like the show. Akemashite omedetou. Happy New Year. I hope this first podcast in 2021 finds you healthy and well. Today, we're going to talk about the 7 lucky gods. In Japanese, Shichi Fukujin, literally the 7 lucky gods. And they are indeed a varied bunch, coming from India, China, and Japan. A team of lucky gods, each with his or her own colorful backstory. And while you can find artwork all year round depicting these 7 lucky gods, they make a special trip down from heaven on January 1st and visit for 7 days. And why are they here? They're here to bestow good fortune to those that they see fit to have it. Now, through history, they were all at one point or another worshipped separately. But in the Muromachi period in Japan, they were brought together and are often, but not always, found grouped together. More likely than not, when they're all hanging out together, they're on a boat called the Takarabune, or treasure boat. So I'm going to talk a little about each one, but before that, real quick, a little about their nationalities. 3 of the gods, Benzaiten, Bishamonten, and Daikokuten, are originally found in Hinduism, so of Indian descent. Fukurokuju, Hote, and Jurojin are all from China, coming from both Buddhism and Taoism. And lastly, there is Ebisu, who I did a whole show on back in episode 28, the leech boy who became a god. A very strange story goes along with him, and if you'd like, you could check that out. Episode 28, so way back. Okay, let's run through and learn a little about each lucky god. And why not start with Ebisu, the sole Japanese in the bunch? Ebisu is the god of prosperity and wealth, and of having an abundance of food. He's the patron of fishermen, too. That's how you can recognize him in the bunch. He usually carries a fishing rod in one hand and a fish in the other. I've always liked Ebisu because the town where I live, being a fishing town, has a yearly festival dedicated to him in November. It's quite lively and packed with outdoor stalls selling different kinds of foods and lucky Ebisu-themed goods for businesses big and small. I see his image a lot around here. Oh, and also, he's got his own beer named after him, Ebisu Beer, the expensive one. So check out the label next time you grab a can of Ebisu, spelled with a Y. Now on to Dai Kokuten, who kind of looks like Ebisu. He's squat, funky hat, smiling face. But Dai Kokuten doesn't have a fish or a rod, and instead carries a big hammer used to grant wishes, and a bag full of treasure. Dai Kokuten actually originated from the god Shiva in the Hindu tradition, which you would never imagine by looking at him now. These days, he's the lucky god of agriculture, rice, cooks, farmers, and bankers. Because bankers need gods too, you know? Anyway, you'll often find him paired with Ebisu. They're kind of like a team and displayed in different restaurants and businesses across Japan. Moving on, we have Bishamonten. Remember the fierce-looking god who pointed at you from the boat earlier? The one wearing old-fashioned armor and carrying a spear? Well, that's Bishamonten. He's also from Hinduism, a god of fortune and battles, authority and dignity. He is the protector of those who follow the rules and behave. Not only is he carrying a spear, but he also has a tiny pagoda or a stupa in the other hand. Next, Benzaiten, Benten, Benten-sama, or Benzaitenyo. Also from Hinduism originally, and the only female in the bunch. She's thought to come from the goddess Saraswati. You'll find her carrying a biwa, a stringed lute-like instrument, and a white snake. Benzaiten, or Benten, is the patron of artists, writers, dancers, actors, and geisha. Now, look over there at the very tall, very old fellow with the long white beard, walking stick, and a scroll. This lucky god comes from Chinese Taoism and does resemble an old Taoist sage. Oh, and on that scroll of his is written all the wisdom of the world. Sometimes you'll see him with a white stag, or maybe cranes or tortoises. He symbolizes longevity, and his name is Jurojin. And sometimes he's thought to be the incarnation of the southern pole star, Nankyokusei. He's the only lucky god thought to be based on a real person. But who, or when, or what, or where, I couldn't really find, so just leave it at that. The god that is sometimes confused with Jurojin is Fukurokuju. Also from China, he's thought to be the reincarnation of a Taoist god, Xuanwu. He's cool in that he doesn't have to eat. So I guess the other gods do have to eat. And he can raise the dead. You can find him hanging out with a turtle, a crow, or a deer. And while he also carries a cane and scroll similar to Jurojin, he's easily identifiable because of his great big long head, no hat or covering. From him you will procure wisdom, luck, longevity, wealth, and happiness. Lastly, on the Takarabune is Hotei, and you might be familiar with him. He's the image often confused with the Buddha until the day you learn that the Buddha wasn't overweight. Hotei has a big old fat belly and is laughing hysterically. He is the god of contentment and happiness. He's said to be the guardian of children, diviners, and barmen. He carries a big old cloth bag that never empties and can be used to feed the poor and the needy.
And next time you see Hotei or a statue of Hotei, notice the long earlobes. In Japan, those are called fukumimi, or lucky ears, lucky earlobes. Even now, if you do have long earlobes, your Japanese friend might tell you that you have fukumimi and that you're lucky. Occasionally, you'll find that the long four-headed fukurokuju is missing, and in his place, Kichijoten. Kichijoten is another goddess who also goes by the name Kishoten, or Kishotenyo. There is a story of her being the wife of Vishnu, again, Hinduism. She's so beautiful, happy, and quite fertile, evidently, and you can recognize her by the Nyoihoju gem that she's holding in her hand. An interesting bit of trivia is that while usually you hear only about the seven lucky gods, every once in a while you'll hear about eight. No, it's not that Fukurokuju and Kichijoten are both in the gang. It might be because Okame, remember her, the rosy-cheeked, plump lady of good luck, has joined the group. Or perhaps Oinari, a fox god who looks after agriculture, rice, tea, sake, merchants, and swordsmiths, is hanging out with the other seven. So there you have it, the seven lucky gods, the Shichifukujin, or eight, and their treasure ship, the Takarabune. So, let's imagine that treasure ship riding in from heaven, and the seven lucky gods on board waving at you, tossing handfuls of good luck, longevity, happiness, contentment, business success, plenty of food, beauty, wicked swordsmithing skills, or fertility, if that's what you're going for. There is something for everyone, it seems. So that's it for today, and thank you all for listening. I hope every one of you is having a truly wonderful 2021, as best as you can. I've still got loads of topics for the show, but that doesn't mean I don't want to hear from you. If there's anything you'd like for me to talk about or look into, please let me know. I can't absolutely promise I'll get to your idea, but this year I'm going to try and work on patrons' and listeners' ideas for different episodes. As a matter of fact, next episode is one that was suggested to me by a patron. I'm kind of excited about it. It was something I didn't even know about until I got the message. So look forward to that. Oh, and remember last November or thereabouts, I mentioned I had this little goal of getting 200 patrons by the end of the year. Well, you did it, and I got 200. I think I'm at 203, I think now. So I want to give an extra big thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And finally, don't forget to be on the lookout for my new other show, the Soothing Stories Podcast, which will be me reading some interesting classic tales with chill music and sounds. The sole purpose being to escape the woes of the day for just a little while. The first episode will launch on January 27th or 8th, depending on where you are in the world. And I'll let you know more about that next time we talk. And of course, over on social media. As they say in Japan, Kotoshi mo yoroshiku onegai shimasu, which translates something like, I hope to continue our good relationship this year. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. Bye-bye. You've just reached the end of another episode of Uncanny Japan. Perhaps you'd like more. A monthly folktale translated and retold by me. The occasional binaurally mic'd soundscape like the ones you hear on this show. Or recipes, behind-the-curtain episodes, homemade postcards, and more. If you're interested in that or supporting the show in any way, please search for Uncanny Japan and Patreon. We've got a wonderful group over there. Thank you again for listening, supporting, reviewing, and telling your friends about the show. My name is Teresa Matsura, and I will talk to you again soon.